We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take up until 10 o'clock today. Our favorite story today, bar none, has been this UFC story. We've been following it, you know, throughout the whole drama of it, but I felt like it took a great turn yesterday when Dana White said that he secured an island, which Leroy doesn't buy. He's not buying it. He thinks it's Fight Fire Fest. I love it. I was out. I was out, now I'm back in. I was like, don't take away my Khabib versus Tony Ferguson, Leroy. And now it's like there's a fight island coming up in a couple weeks after this. I'm in. I'm back. You pulled me back in.
Come on, man. That sounds ridiculous.
Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The voice of the UFC, John Anik, he joins us there. John, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
My absolute pleasure. You guys are cracking me up. You know, if anybody can acquire an island and put a fight on it live, it's Dana White. So I wouldn't bet against the man.
What is the move that you've seen either from Dana White or maybe even back with the Fertittas, the most boss rich guy move that you've kind of seen in the background from your eyes you're using the UFC that maybe isn't buying an island, but you're just like, wow, that's different kind of money.
Well, I do remember one time he flew in a bunch of snow for Christmas to Vegas, and his kids were just living it up as they are, I'm sure, on a daily basis. But I think promotionally this week is really hard to top, right? While all of the other major sports are shutting down, and wherever you fall in terms of our decision collectively to proceed and do this event on April 18th, you know, I do think our executive brass and Dana deserve a lot of credit for, you know, being committed to this task, because it isn't just like the NBA for us where you can shut it down. We have 700 fighters that are independent contractors. They're all different television contracts internationally that, of course, the other leagues deal with. But, you know, for me as a commentator, it's like eventually I got to rip the Band-Aid off in the live event business and go. And whether it's May 9th or May 16th or April 18th, I can't predict when this thing is going to peak in certain parts of the country, and just going to take the necessary precautions, put my head down, and try to call a fight, you know.
How did you experience last week when we're finding out that the fight is falling apart again, that Khabib is in Russia and that he may not be able to get out, and Tony Ferguson, is he going to stay on, is he not going to stay on? Like, are you surprised that we are at this point where we actually do have a pay-per-view date set between him and Justin Gaethje, or did you fear that last week, even as determined as Dana was, that the whole thing was going to fall apart?
It's a good question. I kind of felt like the big motivation to preserve this April 18th date was because Ferguson versus Khabib might be the singular biggest fight competitively in UFC history. And as many of your listeners may know, they try to put it on five times. So I thought that backdrop was really what was pushing them to try with no shadow of a doubt that they could get April 18th done. But then when Khabib left the country, and I don't think he deserves to be criticized for that decision. The only area where you can criticize him is that he was in the same country as Ferguson. So those two should have been aligned, even though Khabib was maybe hearing that United Arab Emirates was more likely than the U.S. You know, I would have stayed in the same country as my opponent, you know, given how many times they've tried to put this fight together. But I think Gaethje is certainly a worthy adversary, and obviously he's a true number one contender. And it's going to be really interesting. I mean, I'm sitting here staring at a 13-fight card, you know, been doing voiceovers since Sunday night. And what's amazing to me logistically is they're going to get 26 athletes somehow, some way, in and out, you know, to a destination. There might be some weight cutting involved. What if a fighter gets hurt and potentially has to go to the hospital? There's so many different layers to this thing, and I can't even wrap my head around all of them, to be honest with you, man.
Well, John, that was my question with Khabib, is that, okay, if – I don't think anybody foresaw this getting this far as COVID-19, that right. Countries were going to be shut down, people weren't going to be able to travel. But if anybody thought, and if Dana thought that it could be an issue, why wouldn't he just tell all the card, whoever was going to be on that card, hey, let's all stay here because I'm not sure this fight is going to happen here, and I want to make sure that I can get all the fighters where I need to get them.
Right. I think there are a lot of people dealing with family and circumstances, you know, that don't necessarily have to do with their professional realm. You know, my wife can barely look me in the eye right now because I accepted the flight on April 18th to go call the thing, you know. But I think for Khabib, a big part of the concern with Ramadan around the corner, you know, in a few days after the fight, was how was he going to get back home to his family? You know, was he going to be prevented from getting back into Russia? And he may be one of their foremost citizens, certainly one of their highest profile professional athletes, but you know, this is a dicey, dicey situation. And I think even for a lot of us UFC employees in a perfect world, we'd like to see the promotion shut it down till June 1st. But I feel an obligation because my boss is moving forward. I feel the obligation to the fighters and going to try to, you know, safely get myself to wherever the hell this fight's going to be.
What do you think of the idea that they're doing this for an interim belt, John? I think Tony's obviously deserving of getting a championship fight. He has been down this road before where he's been interim champion, but you know, these are kind of weird circumstances. Do you like the fact that they're doing it for some piece of gold, even if it's not the actual title?
Right. I mean, thankfully, at least for Tony, you get one of the shiny new belts, because when he was the UFC interim lightweight champion, he had one of those old belts. So yeah, you had to put something on the line for Tony. Certainly I share the disappointment with a lot of fans that Tony Ferguson was the first lightweight in UFC history to put a double-digit winning streak on paper. He's got 12 consecutive wins, might be the greatest lightweight in UFC history, first ballot future Hall of Famer. And not only has he not been the undisputed lightweight champion, he's never even competed technically for the sport's ultimate prize, which is just insanity in 2020. You know, the guy hasn't lost since Cinco de Mayo in 2012, you know? So he's put together a special decade. You know, obviously he hasn't been as active due to injuries and circumstances recently, but I think with Tony fighting, I think there were a few things that were major factors. Obviously the Gaethje matchup had appeal to him in some way, shape, or form. Location was big, so presumably this is going to be close to Tony in California. And you got to put some piece of gold on the line, and certainly they've done that.
So Can you take us, I guess, into the way you're experiencing this, John? Because as the thing is kind of seesawing back and forth, you hear they got a location. Are you kind of just standing by waiting to hear? I'm not expecting you to give us where the hell it is, but like, how are you experiencing this as the broadcaster? You got so much work to do getting ready for these fights. Now you're hearing there's a secret island up in the air. Like, just from your standpoint, getting ready for this professionally, what are you going through listening to all this? Because it just sounds bananas from our standpoint.
Well, you know, obviously we all have a lot of time on our hands, so this has occupied a lot of my mental space, so maybe that's a good thing in some respects. But no, the whole thing's crazy. You know, I'm trying to procure masks and gloves and trying to figure out if I can drive to where it's going to be. You know, I live in West Boca Raton, and certainly there were some rumors that potentially this thing could land here in Florida, and I knew better than to get too excited about that. But no, I'm sort of waiting on final word. I think it's about 90% right now. And, you know, if it is California, I'm not going to be driving 42 hours. But again, this thing changes on the daily. So I'm just hoping to wake up healthy. I think one thing that maybe separates the UFC from other sports is the way we pre-voice a lot of elements, especially in our pay-per-views. So I laid down most of this show already. So if I all of a sudden was unable to get there, I'm putting a whole lot of pressure on the number two guy, you know, and his family for him to get there. So there are a lot of layers to this. I know my wife thinks it's maybe at times just as simple as saying, Dana, you know, May 9th for me. But there are a lot of people that would be affected if I can't work this show, and that's why I'm kind of proceeding that way.
We're talking to John Anik. Before we get you out of here, man, we are down here in South Florida. I wanted to get your thoughts on one fight that's not in this weekend, but was kind of, they threw their hat in the ring to maybe get in the mix for UFC 249. Jorge Masvidal, Kamaru Usman. These guys, they feel like they've been circling each other forever. They had the whole Super Bowl thing that went down. When do you think, I know things are up in the air right now, but when do you think we're going to get ink to paper with these guys of agreeing to fight one another? Because I want to see that matchup. They've done a fantastic job of selling, fighting each other. Have you heard anything as far as progress between those two actually getting a date to fight one another?
I think there's a great chance that they co-headline International Fight Week in July alongside Conor McGregor. I think Masvidal Usman is destined to happen for the UFC's undisputed welterweight title. And I feel like, with respect to Ferguson Gaethje coming up here in 11 days, Masvidal Usman is too big a fight for an undisputed title to be played with this coronavirus backdrop and no crowd. I mean, certainly it stands to reason that they could be fighting without fans in July. You know, I'm not trying to get ahead of myself, but I guess one of the biggest issues I've had throughout this whole process is that the stakes in some of these fights are so extraordinarily high that to maybe have one corner man instead of four just doesn't seem right. To not have the usual arena atmosphere for a fight of that magnitude, it changes the whole complexion of things. So I am very confident, bullish, that Masvidal Usman will happen, you know, as long as it's safe to do so and ideally in front of a big crowd. But I just think it was going to be too soon. And I feel like for Gamebred, you know, not to speak for the guy, but, you know, he wants to have an optimal training camp for this guy. And I'm not sure he was really ready to put his best foot forward on April 18th.
We appreciate the time, John. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.